Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says progress has been made in negotiations with North Korea toward holding a potential summit between Kim Jong-un and President Trump.
The conditions are putting President Trump and Chairman Kim Jong-un in a place where we think there can be real progress made by the two of them meeting. It does no good if we're in a place where we don't think there's real opportunity to place them together. We've made real progress towards that in the last 72 hours.
Earlier, President Trump told Reuters it may take more than one meeting with Kim Jong-un to seal a denuclearization deal. He also says he would like Pyongyang to dismantle its nuclear weapons program as quickly as possible under any agreement. Some American companies in Europe are not happy with President Trump's move to increase tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from Europe, Canada, and Mexico today. AP's Charles Deledesma has the story.
U.S. businesses in Europe appear dismayed by the hit on steel and aluminum imports from the EU. They're worried it could spark a trade war. Susan Danger, who's CEO of the American Chamber of Commerce to the EU, says American businesses in Europe are very concerned by the damage a tit-for-tat dispute would cause to the transatlantic economy and its impact on jobs, investment and security across the Atlantic. Meanwhile, the European Union's top trade official says it's a bad day for world trade. Cecilia Malmström says the EU did everything to avoid this outcome. I'm Charles Deledesma.
The U.S. Justice Department's National Security Division, created to combat terrorism, is increasingly focused on an emergent menace, cyber threats from foreign countries, from Russia to China. This is VOA News. United States will veto a Kuwaiti-sponsored resolution on protecting Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank when it comes up for a vote in Security Council today. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley calls the draft a grossly one-sided approach on stopping the violence between the Israelis and Palestinians.
The United States drafted a Security Council statement that would have condemned Hamas for launching rockets and endangering civilians. This should have been a no-brainer. You would think no one would want to side with Hamas when it comes to condemning rocket launches. But the statement was blocked.
As a permanent member of the Security Council, the United States has veto power and can kill a draft. About 120 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza since the end of the march. Protesters are demanding the right to return to their former homes inside of Israel, angry over the U.S. Embassy moving from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Israel says Hamas is using protest as a cover to try to infiltrate the border. China's militarization of man-made islands in the South China Sea will not scare off the U.S., which is promising to continue carrying out so-called freedom of navigation exercises despite the rising threat. Marine Lieutenant General Kenneth McKenzie is the director of the U.S. military's joint staff.
We continue to seek areas to cooperate with China where we can, but where we can't, we're prepared to assert and protect both U.S. and allied interests in the region.
U.S. defense officials say China has been moving both surface-to-air missiles and air defense capabilities to islands in the South China Sea. Earlier this week, U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis criticized China's military buildup in the region. President Trump has reversed himself on why he fired Federal Bureau of Investigation Director Jim Comey. AP Sagar Magani reporting.
Days after dismissing Comey a year ago, the president told NBC he was thinking of this Russia thing when he did it. Today, he tweets, "Not that it matters, but I never fired James Comey because of Russia," saying the media loves to keep pushing that narrative, but they know it is not true. Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani told Fox News the president fired Comey because the FBI chief refused to state that the president was not a target of the Russia investigation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
14-year-old has won the Scripps National Spelling Bee here in the U.S. Karthik Namani is the fourth team champion or co-champion of South Asian descent in a row to win the Bee in its 93 years. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.